Jim, let's talk a little bit about these viruses from space. First of all, do you believe that comets can bring them, and do we have any history, any historical background that shows that indeed this has happened?
Well, yes on both questions. The Chinese began to notice in the 1100s that the flu epidemics corresponded with the inferior conjunctions of Venus, and that has been corroborated for, you know, thousands of years since then. But also modern medical doctors, and this is in the medical journals, talk about comets related to viral production, and they are just looking from a medical standpoint and associating viruses with comets. Now, my own work talks about how this happens, and even NASA talks about life forms being trapped in comets, although I don't quite understand in that respect. Then you have to put the origin of the virus off to somewhere else. Where did that virus have its origin if it's in a comet nucleus? I mean, it had to originate from someplace then, and where did it come from if we're off in this little solar system that really is immune from other solar systems? So, but in my model, what I have is an energetic source of, first the energy source, which is the electron beam, the discharge, the plasma discharge. So you have the material, you have the energy, and therefore you have the ability to build complex chemicals. And we see oils, we see hydrocarbons, ammonia, we see all of these chemicals being built in the tail of a comet. And of course, most modern astronomers believe that this comes off the nucleus and boils out. But all these comets seem to be different. One thing we've noticed is, this has been proven conclusively, is that the material in the comet tail is of local origin. Just a simple example, when comets get near the sun, they typically will have iron in their tail. Well, isn't that magical? That's because iron is near the sun, and it's coming into the comet nucleus. A real good example was when the Schumacher-Levy 9 comet went into the backside of Jupiter. We had 21 pieces, very nice water comets, and all of a sudden, as they moved close to Jupiter, they became sulfur dioxide comets. So that was the local material being dragged into the comet, and not many astronomers like to talk about those little issues, but the point is that the tail material is from the local environment. So when you get oxygen and nitrogen, hydrogen, all those components, and you have an energy source, you have the ability to build complex chemicals. So this is where the ability of a comet to put together the very large complex chemicals, it's a big mixing bath up there. And so, in fact, we have the ability right in the comet tail to produce oils, to produce very complex chemicals. And this is where the viruses come in.
And these viruses, how deadly are they, Jim?
Well, some of them are probably totally benign. And the interesting thing about viruses that I've learned, they're different than bacteria. Bacteria is actually a living cell that when it goes in, for example, a human body or the body of an animal, whatever, it actually interacts with the cells of the body and actually attacks them and tries to live off them or whatever. So bacteria is quite different than a virus. The virus usually affects the person adversely when our own immune system overreacts to try and get rid of it. A good example is anthrax. When people choke on their own fluid development, the person actually dies from their own fluid development in their lungs. It's not from the virus itself. The virus is not killing the person. It's the person's own overreaction of their immune system to that foreign object being in their system. So a virus, in a sense, is really a foreign object in the body that the body detects and tries to get rid of. That's why there's no antidote or medicine, so to speak, like an antibacterial agent that you can put in your body to kill a virus, the way you treat a virus is you treat the immune system, which is the body's ability to identify something and get it out of there. And in the case of a lot of these, what the real remedy is to control the immune system to allow it to do its job. So people with weak immune systems are going to be more susceptible to a virus than somebody with a strong immune system, and then somebody that gets a virus, the trick is to control that immune system while it does its job. So there's a lot of misconceptions out there about what a virus really is and what it does to the body. And so in terms of what comes in from outer space, it's just a matter of how the body is going to react to that particular element.
But why doesn't the virus die, though, in outer space? I mean, there's no real oxygen. There's nothing to keep it alive, right?
Right, and that's the point. It's not really a living cell like a bacteria. It's a very complex chemical structure, and these somehow have the ability to reproduce. They're a borderline between living and a very complex chemical structure, and we actually know of other structures like this. A crystalline structure is, in fact, on a very basic molecular level, doing the same thing. In a certain condition and environment, it's building up the same chemical structure over and over and over again, and we have extremely big polymer crystals that form by the same method. So we know this type of thing works. It's just that in the case of a virus, they reproduce and then remain separate instead of forming one big conglomerate. So it's the cross between living and very complex chemical structures. But the point is that in one of the points I was going to try and make tonight in getting into this discussion is we just had a spacecraft called Stardust that went through the tail of a comet and gathered a tremendous amount of material from that tail, and they're bringing it back to Earth, and they're going to open it up here in the atmosphere.
That could be dangerous.
Serious trouble. Bad idea. And, you know, I, of course, am not the most favorable person when speaking of NASA, but this is something they really should not and cannot do. If they had a lab in outer space, that would be the place to open this up and examine that material, but don't bring it back in the atmosphere, because that could be the Pandora's box of all time.